Hey guys, thanks for joining me. My name is Dexter Dwayne Morris, and this is the introduction video to my podcast, Reversing the Curse. And throughout my podcast, you know, I'm finna go over an overview with you guys of what I'm gonna be talking about. Throughout my podcast, I'm gonna talk about the ups, I'm gonna talk about the downs, I'm gonna give you guys real life experiences and real life stories of things that have happened to me since I've been believing more, since I've been trying to reverse the curse, since I've been looking for an answer. It's been so many occasions, the powers to be, God, the universe, however you want to look at it, it's all God, okay? And God works through the universe. Since I've been looking at life in a whole nother light, I've been getting so many answers from God. I've been getting so many blessings. Currently, I'm living in Mobile, Alabama. I'm living with a good friend of mine. Her name is Becky. She's a real good person. You know, I'm not going to sugarcoat shit, or I'm not going to lie to you guys. That's the main thing. I'm not going to lie. I'm going to tell you guys the real life experiences. Within the past month, I've owned, well, a month and a half now, for 7 months, I own a company, a construction company in Atlanta, working for one of the biggest real estate companies in Atlanta. Yes. And currently, I'm sitting in Alabama without, you know, I got a little money, don't get me wrong. I got some money, but I'm sitting here with barely pennies to the dollar of the amount of money that I had running through my hands when I had the business. Before that, I traveled the United States working nuclear power plants, doing special jobs for them with different companies like Areva and different ones, DZ Atlantic, you know, plenty of different companies I could talk about later on and give tips on how to get jobs to, you know, make decent money. But my thing is reversing the curse. A year ago, February the 16th or 17th, to be, you know, around that time, I left my fiance, whom I was with for 6 years. Yes, I was with her for 6 years. Toward the last, you know, the end of our relationship, I started wanting more. I started having these visions of different things that I just felt were going to come to life. I just felt like they were real. And then eventually, you know, about what, you know, a month into the visions started coming true, and that started to freak me out. I started to see things, and it started to happen. So that's when I started seeking out more, you know, physical health, mental health. You know, I wanted to learn more. I wanted to gain more knowledge. I wanted to, you know, see myself progress. Like, I started to want more. And, you know, me and my fiance, we ended up like growing apart. Okay, it had got to a point where, you know, I barely even wanted to be around her because we had grew apart. You know, she was into more of the shopping and the partying and the, you know, she always took care of her kids, you know, her kid. Sorry. She always took care of her kid. You know, she made sure her kid was up to par always. That was her main focus, her kid. But, you know, we had different visions because you could, you know, like instead of spending money unwisely, we could have been putting that money, you know, into a business and growing ourselves to be greater. Because don't get me wrong, we was above, you know, higher middle class, but that's not great. So I'm going to tell my story on how I left all of that. I left it all. I left it all. You know, I didn't have no real major ties with her, but 6 years, no kids. The kid's dad was still in her life. So, you know, I cut ties because I wanted more. I knew my life was greater. I knew my life was meant for something better. So I left there and I pretty much left, you know, paid what I could, went back to Alabama, and things got bad, really bad. You know, so you'll get brought down before your real rise will come. You know what I'm saying? Before you can really show you who you really are. So I got brought down for months. My house burned down. I lost everything. But I'm going to tell my story. Like, I want people to know, like, when you really got passion for something, when you really know what you want out of life, nothing. You know, a lot of people fight for good jobs or to be supervisor. When I tell you some of the things I've done, some of the things I've done, like, people would kill to have these spots. Okay. See, everybody got different mindsets. Okay. Everybody got different visions on where they want to be in life. And mine is great. I want to be great. I want to see places I've never seen. I want to help people that need to be helped. And I want to thank God most of all for putting me in a spot, to be able to see and feel how I feel and see how I see. You know, I see things in a whole nother perspective. You know, most people think, you know, go to college, get out, get a job, make 50, 60,000 a year, happy, you know, able to support my family, got good credit. Me, like I've been making 80 to 100,000 ever since I was 18. That's when I took my first job, February of 08, if I'm not mistaken. And like I've been making, you know, over $1,800 a week since I was 18. So it's like, and it's not like life to hit me by such a storm, because it's not about the money. Like I used to want fame. I used to want glory. I used to want all of this because of what I seen on TV, because of what I seen other people doing. Like the materialistic things used to mean so much to me. That's what I did it for. I wanted a Bugatti. I wanted a Bentley. And that's all I put into the universe of why I wanted these things, when I should have been putting into the universe like my true intentions. Like, what I really want is to help people. But because I put these shallow things, like wanting a Bentley or some chains, some diamonds, some rings, whatever you want to call it, because I put these things out there, the universe wasn't reacting to it. You know, and my true intentions, really, of course, you know, well, this is not everybody's intentions. That was my true intentions, though. My true intentions are like my grandmother, Jimmy Dixon. That's my grandfather, Martha Ree Dixon. That's my grandmother, Ruth Mars. That's my mom's mother. So it's like, you know, they're getting old. I want to show them something better. I want to show them something greater, because I know there's something greater. Something greater health wise. Like right now they're hurting. Their bodies are aching because it's something we're not doing right. We got to reverse the curse. Their prayers. Prayers. I'm sorry, guys. They come from a praying family. We are a praying family. Like, you don't understand. I never seen my grandmother and my granny and my aunties. My mom, I seen my mom wear pants, but she never wears them out in public. But I have seen her wear pants. But my grandmother, them, no, she does wear them out in public. See, my mom, I'm going to keep it 100. My mom's not all the way, you know, as holy saved as my grandmother and my aunties no more. So, but I've never seen, you know, my grandmother, anyone wear lipstick, never heard them cuss, never seen them wear pants. You know, the women, none of this. Men too. You know, they did manly things. So the way I grew up was just crazy. It was mad crazy. To never see none of this. So yeah. But, it, you know, it's crazy. It's just crazy. But, like, I want to show them something different, y'all. I just want to show them a new way. Like, we, you know, they lived on budgets their whole life. Like, they you know, they took trips to, you know, family reunions once a year. You know, they might go see their brother or sister. But as far as really, you know, like, not struggling for bills, it's never been a time. Like, I've always heard struggle in my household. I've always heard my grandparents say, God's gonna come through. Like, for once, I want to show them God has came through. We just got to use the tools that God has given us. And we, if you know, they deserve to see the finer things that God has placed on this earth, the holy things, see the holy places. You know, they deserve to see all of these things. And unfortunately, you can't see these things unless you have money. Simple as that. You can't see these things unless you have money. Like, and I can't protect them the way I want to unless I have money. I place the weight of my family on my shoulders for a reason. For a reason. because I know I can accomplish it. When you truly feel that you can accomplish anything, you will accomplish. That's the truth. When you feel it, you will accomplish it. You know, anything, think about it. Anything you put your mind to, you will accomplish. Think about it. People try to accomplish becoming, let's see, a manager at their job. Let's use that. And, you know, as time passed, eventually you might not get it the first year, the second year, but eventually you're going to eventually get it. You're going to eventually get what you're looking for. Everybody does. You look around, you know, your parents that been successful. They done worked hard. They done accomplished this in their job because they stuck with it. Anything you stick with, you gonna accomplish it. And I swear I am going to be great. I am great. I tell myself that every morning. I wake up because I want to change. I want to do so much for the world. I want to do so much for the world. I feel like I can change the way things work in a good way. I feel like I can offer my own services to the world because I feel that I was chosen. You got to believe in yourself before you can achieve. You know, you can't call me arrogant because I want to achieve something great, especially in the name I'm doing it in. I don't want nothing no more. I just want to be able to afford a house, cars, the normal things, not have to struggle how I'm doing now. Like right now, I don't have hardly anything. You know, I might have a thousand or two, but what is that in this world we live in? Like right now is the come up. Do I have a lot of things in motion? Yes. Am I working? Yes. Do I have money coming in every day? Yes. This is the come up stages. And things are getting real now. Things are moving a lot faster. How hard do you believe? Follow my journey. Please stay tuned.